I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people retire for over 26 years now. Eric, it's great to be here with you again. I guess I should say Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. So what's been on the minds of everybody there at Heckman Financial? Probably just getting ready for a brand new 2019, right?
Well, obviously the big one was what's the heck's going on with all the stock market volatility, and you know, how's this going to affect things? How's this going to all play out? And you know, it's been a very tough time with the markets. I mean, we finally have markets that are pretty much, you know, half of them are in bear territory, which is a 20% drop. The S&P and Dow are just right around there. So, you know, what does that mean to us? Well, we've been straight up for almost a full 10 years. From March of 2009, there hasn't been a 20% drop. And normally that happens about every 3 to 3.5 years. And so this is actually abnormal. I mean, in 2011, there was close to that type of drop. 2015, there was a little bit of drops. But really, we haven't had this big a drop for almost a decade. So did we see it coming? Yeah, we were actually doing talks with our clients at the end of 2017, telling them how to prepare for a stock market correction and what to do and how to react and not react. And so that's been the big thing. You know, a lot of this is somewhat artificially driven. The tariff stuff and a lot of the political statement stuff is stuff that I call kind of artificial, in the sense that it's all based on politics, not economics.
Uh-huh.
And the stock market really should be more about economics typically. So usually these political stuff goes away after, you know, 6 months to a year. So we'll have to see how that all plays out over time. You know, the thing you always have to watch out for is, you know, why are you reacting because of you're freaked? Are you reacting because you don't know information? Or, you know, why are you making that decision? And do you really need this money? I mean, all the stats show that time in the market is more critical than timing the market.
Right.
Usually about 94%, most studies say, just having your money in the market and how long it's been there, that will dictate your success. And often if you miss the top 50 days out of, you know, one of the talks we do, top 50 days out of 20 years, so it's, you know, almost nothing, right? A day a month, a day a year almost,
mm-hmm.
Day or two. You can lose almost all the return and actually then have money in the bank actually outperform your stock market, you know, investments if you just miss those top 50 days.
Just think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so really, if the money you need in a year or two, it shouldn't be in the market. If you need the money in a longer period of time, then hey, just make sure you're rebalancing, make sure it's being watched and so forth. So, yeah, don't overreact. But, yeah, that is one thing that people can give us a call or go online. And if they want this, you know, we have a PDF we can send them of that, of that stock market correction and, you know, what to do and how to react and, you know, just give you a little bit of insight. And, you know, it's something that people can really, you know, get a lot of value and benefit out of. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to get, you can just leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, and we'll send that out to you.
You know, it's a brand new year, 2019, and it's a really good time to just sort of sit back, readjust, and look at your goals for the upcoming year. And a lot of us do make goals. We make New Year's resolutions. Some of them, you know, might be for working out. That always seems to be the biggie. You go to the gym in the beginning of the new year, and you can barely get on a piece of equipment. And then about April, well, you can have your pick of anything you want because those resolutions have ended. You know, people kind of gave up on their goals. But we also have to have sort of goals and resolutions for our financial fitness too, right? Planning for retirement and financial fitness is no different than just trying to be fit in our physical life. So, Eric, tell us, what's the purpose of today's show?
Well, really the goal today is just to get your resolutions that you can actually take action on. I mean, that's like you said, it, you know, the gyms fill up and then all of a sudden they empty out, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Not empty up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, what can you do to actually make these resolutions stick, your financial fitness, yeah, your fiscal fitness, if you want to call it that, not just your physical part, right? So, and it really blows me away that people don't take more time to get the financial aspect under control, because look how much lower stress you'd have if you know things are okay, if you're doing fine, and all these other issues. So the biggest problem, I think, is people don't take this time. They freak out or they're worried too much, and then they worry more and more, and then they probably maybe go spend because they're worried and they make the problems issues bigger, right? So
right.
Really what we got to do is have you build up that confidence and really make sure that you and your family are not just physically fit, but financially and fiscally fit. And that's really the goal for today's show.
We're going to talk about financial New Year's resolutions that you can actually keep, because, of course, studies have been done that about 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, but only 8% of us achieve them. So, Eric, what are some New Year's resolutions that future retirees and even current retirees can make when it comes to planning for income in retirement?
Well, you know, it's just really just looking at what you got going and looking at where your money's going today. You know, are you... You know, do you know, first of all, where your money is? You know, what's your net worth? How much dollars do you have in the bank? You know, is it going up or down? Right? So yeah, that's an easy thing. If you do it in January, use last year's year-end statements and compare 2017 year-end statements. And how'd you do? Did it go up or down? Did it go forward? And then really what you want to do is look at your retirement plans. You know, are you participating the right way? Are you funding them right? I was just meeting with a client recently that she wasn't taking the full max for the match, but he was working for a school district. Well, school districts, you have a pension that they pay into, so they don't match your retirement contributions. But he was maxing out on that. So they're maxing out on one that doesn't get a match, and they weren't, you know, getting the full match on the other ones.
Oh, no.
That has a match. So, you know, it's one of these silly little things where it's like, well, hold it. It's the same dollars in the end, right?
Right.
So just send some of those dollars to hers and less to the other ones. And then this is a great time of year with tax time. You can see, can you still fund a Roth IRA? I mean, I think one of the biggest problems people have out there is they don't know what their tax hit is going to be in retirement. And you need some tax-free money at retirement, or else you are just going to get clobbered, believe it or not, in retirement. You are not going to retire in a lower bracket, most likely. It's going to be just still an ugly bracket. So, you know, if you have more money in Roth, it's great. So see if you can fund a Roth. You have to look at the income limits for last year, see if you can put money in. And if you can, fund that and start funding it again for this year if you're under those income limits, or maybe look at Roth conversions. But again, it always comes down to a plan. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We'll actually sit down, we'll create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. And so really what we do is first and foremost, we create that income plan, then the investment plan to get that income. Look at the tax ramifications along the way, not just today, but throughout your whole lifetime. How are you going to fund healthcare throughout your retirement? And then lastly, legacy. Who gets your assets when you're gone? So that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can create for you and your family. All we ask is you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. We'll sit down, no cost, no obligation, have a worry less wealth talk where we find out what worries and concerns you have. And then we'll have a strategy session. Just say, hey, here's the course you're on. We'll go over this blueprint. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not to fix some issues that you might have. So again, if you want to really take charge of your financial future for this year, this is the simplest, easiest way to do it. You don't have to do this on your own. It's something that we can help you with. So all you got to do is leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm always so happy to be here with him. He's founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he can help you with all of the questions that you're going to face or maybe that you're already facing in retirement. Check him out on his website. It's wealthcreatorradio.com. You can go there, find out more about Eric and his team there. wealthcreatorradio.com. Now, Eric, let's talk again about whether or not there's a magic number that we all need to strive for when we're building that retirement nest egg. Is there?
Well, the magic number always kind of makes me think of, was it Austin Powers, or he comes back from the 60s?
And yes.
Everybody laughs when, you know, Dr. Evil wants $1 million.
$1 million? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's ridiculously low. We can pay it. We don't care. And so that's the problem, I think, with the magic number is when did you set that magic number? Because you might get there.
Right.
And, you know, $1 million sounds like a ton of money, but, you know, that may pay you $40,000-$50,000 a year. Is that enough to live on in retirement? Maybe not. And so, yeah, you made it to the number, but the number wasn't what you thought it was because you didn't do an inflation-adjusted number. And so that's one of the big problems, I think. So, again, I think it's more about how can you get the income and look at that. Now, if you really wanted to have a number, I'd say $5 million, kind of always the number that you're going to be guaranteed to be okay at, but you can do it a lot lower too, just as if you have it structured right. So you don't have to freak out and say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to retire. Again, it's more about the income that you can get out of your assets and less about that magic number. So again, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, so we can figure out what is that income you can get for the rest of your life. You know, how can you make sure you have that money, you're not going to outlive your money? And if you are going to run out of money, is it when you're 75 or when you're 95? Well, with the blueprint to worry less wealth, we can create that for you and we can give you that answer. We'll create that. We'll look at the investment plan that you have. We'll look over the taxes that you pay, not just today, but over the rest of your lifetime. Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's there. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth, and something we can help you with. All you have to do is have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll do the planning for you. We'll create this blueprint, and then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So again, all you have to do is pick the phone, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. It's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric fills you in on another resolution for you to take on, and it's an important one for your retirement. Stay tuned to find out what it is. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm talking today with Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial. And Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He's a well-known speaker. He's also an author. And he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. We're talking about New Year's resolutions today. I want to pause here, though, and ask you about some financial fails. We always do this in our show. Eric, give us a financial fail, something that we can learn from for this new year.
Well, the biggest thing, of course, too much money in one stock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it all sounds great when things are going up and up and up and up and up. But once they start going down, wow, that's when people, you know, really have a shocker and kind of a wake-up call. And so, you know, as working with somebody from Apple, obviously Apple stock's done great, phenomenal, great for a long time. But just in between two meetings with the market dropping, they dropped over $700,000 in net worth from just one stock.
jaw dropping.
And so again, it's one of these things where, it's a huge drop, right? I mean, it's very painful. And so how can you solve this? Well, there's a couple things. I mean, like if you have employee stock purchase plan, just dump it, run, sell those things and take the cash, you know, don't keep them. RSUs, I would do the same thing, is sell those loft a lot more. Because if you've already got a lot of stock in that one company, you know, then you can sell some and you're going to still be doing fine. You're going to still get the upside. I still mentioned this several times on the radio. One of my, whatever you want to call it, infamous fails or whatever. I had a client back in 1998 who was working at Adobe, and I said, okay, for his $3.5 million of options he had, I said, well, I would exercise the ball, just cash them in. Let's diversify it out. Yeah, you're going to pay $1 million in tax, but you know, at least you'll have the money diversified. He didn't. He sold 500,000. The remaining 3 million turned into 500,000.
Oh no.
And his 5-year retirement plan turned into a 15-year retirement plan. Just because of one big drop in the market in the dot-com bust. So, you know, these are things that people could avoid, but greed, emotions, other things get in our, you know, blind us. So having some sort of systematic approach to employee, you know, company stock, I mean, you're already getting your benefits, you're already getting your income, all this other stuff if you're working at that one company. If all your stuff is also your financial matters are pretty much all tied into that company too, that's a ton of risk. So either do it slowly, fast, you know, however you want to do it, but have some sort of systematic process to be getting out of some of that company stock. So that way you can really diversify and you lock in that money.
Mm-hmm. So true. All right. Well, there's so much to learn from these financial fails. So it's fun to hear what they were and how you could have helped somebody through that. And income is obviously crucial for retirement. I mean, we know that you can't have retirement without income. But we're all living longer than any generation ever before. So my question to you, our listeners, is are you confident that you've saved enough for how long you're going to live when you don't exactly know how long that's going to be? So it's not just income that's important for a successful retirement. You're going to also need some type of an investment strategy based on your goals and your risk tolerance and your timeline. Right, Eric?
Yeah. I mean, I had a client that she was super, super, super risk averse. Did not want to put any money at risk at all. So, you know, annuity type stuff to her seemed risky compared to a bank, even though they're still both guaranteed type of, you know, investments. But one thing she had was rental property, and her husband had passed away a couple of years earlier. She had these rentals. They were just freaking her out. She hated dealing with them, hated having to get phone calls from tenants. I mean, she literally cried one time when a tenant called her because she was so worried about what she'd have to do to fix a place and Aww. How much it was going to cost. And so she was getting about $4,000 a month. These houses were paid off, so there's no mortgage. So, you know, after costs and taxes and all that stuff, she's netting about $4,000, and we were trying to get her to raise the rent, and she was proud of herself. She raised it $400 one time, and you know, it was still probably $1,000 below market, but you know, she was getting closer. And we decided, hey, how can we sell these in a tax-free manner? And so we used a tool I use a lot of times called a DST property, where it's an investment that you can do to move from a rental property into something where you still have ownership, but you don't run it. You have nothing to do with it, really. You just get the income. And most of those right now are paying around the 5% mark. Well, it's the 5% on the full amount of your equity. Well, her check went from $4,000 to about $9,000 a month now.
Really?
And just, you know, now it was so funny. She actually came in and did a little dance when she first walked in. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, this is my money dance. And she refused to let me tape it because I really wanted to videotape
it.
But, it would have been great. But it was so much fun. And now she all of a sudden feels like she has money now. And it's funny because she has the same equity that she had before. It's just the income's more than doubled. And she's just now feeling so good about life. And then she moved to a senior place, so that way she has more friends to be around and everything. And it's just amazing that outlook and just her whole lifestyle and how she, you know, she comes off now, because before it was a lot about her losing her husband. Now it's, hey, now I've got a good life and, you know, I'm happy. And so, you know, these things can be great ways to go and really to get you there. And so, I mean, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually look at everything you got going, and, you know, we created that blueprint for her, that blueprint to worry less well, so she wouldn't have to worry about her money and just worry about having fun now and not have to worry about tenants. And so, you know, we created that income plan for her. We're able to increase it massively, looked at the investments, how to change those to get more income, look at the tax ramifications, saved her a ton of money on taxes, and look at the healthcare issues, you know, how are you going to pay for things along the way, and then lastly, who's going to get those assets when you're gone. So, you know, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we can help you with. There's no cost, no obligation. All you do is we sit down, we create this blueprint for you, and it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, all you got to do is pick up the phone and leave us a message, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And just like we're talking on this show today, Eric will help you. He'll help you think outside the box so you can figure out some strategies for your own personal situation. He's here to help you with your retirement. Eric, we know that the market can be such a fickle and unpredictable thing, and it can really scare people about investing in it. You know, it was only about a decade ago when 2008 happened. We all know that, and we all probably maybe knew somebody who was affected by it. Thankfully, Eric, you were able to help people through that time. But remember the movie The Big Short? It came out shortly after all of that. It's based on the book about the Great Recession of 2008, and it was an Academy Award-winning film, and I really liked that movie. Did you like it, Eric? Did you see it? I'm sure you did.
Yeah. No, it was a great, good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It really kind of, for me, you know, being outside of the financial world, explained a lot of it, you know, what happened then for me. So it was really, really good. But how can you alleviate, how do you alleviate concerns about the market in helping your clients find the right investment strategy for their personal situation? Tell us how you deal with that.
Well, one of the biggest problems there was, you know, there was a lot of different things going on that were excessive and wrong and, you know, out of control, right?
Right.
You know, the liar loans, as they used to be called, the stated incomes, stated assets, and all those types of things. And so that led to a lot of bad stuff. And that typically does happen. I mean, you know, the Bitcoin mania, you know, Bitcoin was like the biggest thing at the end of 2017 and the end of 2018. It was not looking very pretty anymore. And so, you know, these things happen, you know, they rise up and then they go away. So really, to me, it's more about diversification, not just stock market diversification. I'm talking about having money in foundational assets, stuff that's guaranteed, stuff that can't go away. Steady income money, stuff that's not in the market typically, stuff that pays you, you know, typically 6-7% on a monthly basis. And then lastly, the stuff in the market. So if you have a well-balanced, spread out asset class, it's really hard for all those assets to get hit by one mania or one bubble or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things to do is, you know, look at how are you doing with those funds? You know, where's that money at? You know, what are you going to be doing with these monies? And having a plan, again, that's always, I know boring comes back to having a plan, but you know, and that's really the way we help people, by having that spread out, having that rebalanced, and that way one mania or bubble's not going to take you down.
Eric, how can we know if we're taking on too much risk with our investments?
Well, that's probably the scariest thing, is as Warren Buffett famously said, that until the tide goes out, you don't know who's swimming naked, that was basically him talking about risk. You know, you don't know how much risk you're taking until things go bad, and I think the volatility of 2018, you know, the end of that really started showing people how much risk they're taking. Maybe not as much. Maybe they weren't paying attention enough or really knowing why. And so one of the things that we actually have here is we've got a great tool. It's actually up on our at wealthcreatorradio.com. You know, you can go to the top corner. There's a risk tool and it says, what's your risk number? And it really just kind of gives, it looks like a speed limit. It gives you a number from 1 to 99 of how much risk you're able to, you know, you're comfortable with. You know, what's the, how big's that roller coaster? Is it the one that drops 7 stories, you know, in 1 second or whatever? Or is it the little kiddie one that, you know, doesn't move very much? Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, you got to know which roller coaster you're on. So that way you know how to react. And if you're on a lot bigger one than you don't want to be on, you know, we don't want you getting sick or trying to get out. So
don't get out when you're on top, that's for sure.
Right. So that, how do you prevent that? Well, you know, again, that's by having that stress test, that tool that says, here's how your money's growing. Here's how your assets are risky. Yeah, here's how much you have in certain companies. A lot of times people have lots of funds and they don't realize all the funds are buying the same stock. So they're diversified in funds, but not diversified in actual assets. And so how do you figure that out? Well, you have to create a plan. You have to do a real analysis. So that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth because we want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So when we create that blueprint, we go over your investment plan, your income plan, will your money last for the rest of your life? What's the risk levels that you have? Look at the taxes now and along the way for the rest of your lifetime. Look at the healthcare issues, the legacy issues. And again, there's no cost, no obligation. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, what we'll do is we'll actually go through this whole process, have 2 different visits that we go over. We'll show you this blueprint, and then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. I guess wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs. Listen up for your chance to call in and go in and meet with Eric in person and visit with him. He's offering you a complimentary strategy session with him. Today, we've been discussing New Year's resolutions when it comes to your finances in retirement. But New Year's resolutions don't always have to be financially related. I think we all know that. So, Eric, why don't we discuss some other resolutions that retirees can take on? This is from an article, 7 Smart New Year's Resolutions for Seniors. What do you have for us, Eric?
So a lot of these are the kind of normal stuff you always hear, right? You know, eat well,
yeah.
Eat your fruits and vegetables, you know, look at supplements, you know, make sure you're talking to your doctor about all that stuff. I mean, I think the big one is staying physically active. I've seen my clients that are doing great and thriving in retirement, and they're doing stuff. They're out there, they're, you know, either walking or biking or, you know, doing exercise and doing stuff. And the ones who don't, you really see it. I mean, it changes them a lot. Obviously, being mentally active. I mean, what are you doing on a daily basis? Are you volunteering? Are you getting out there doing stuff with other people? updating legal stuff. If you haven't done your trust for 10 or 15 or 20 years, you really need to get it done and have it updated. Making sure all the assets are in your trust, like not your retirement assets, but your normal stuff like your house, your brokerage account, maybe stock purchase plan if you still have one there. Obviously staying socially active. I mean, just hanging out with other people, doing stuff, just keeps you so much more healthy. And, really talking to your family about stuff that's important to you and them both. And so, what values do you want to leave behind? What kind of, thoughts do you want people to remember you by? So that's stuff that you can craft now, but after you're gone, it's already kind of decided. So, those are big things that you should really be talking about and really trying to focus on in terms of, health and kind of just the more staying active type of things.
I do think we all know the importance of remaining physically active in retirement. We've gone over a lot of obvious things today, really, like having income and how that is crucial to your retirement. We've talked about how you should probably have an investment strategy to help get you to and all the way through retirement. These are all pretty basic things, but there's so many aspects that require attention to detail. So many things that can impact your retirement. Eric, in your opinion, is there one thing that can help keep all these retirement concerns and the planning involved under one roof without stretching ourselves too thin?
Well, I think the big thing that people really need to be able to do is when you know if something goes wrong, like say you're driving to a new place and it's off this freeway, but then all of a sudden your GPS is telling you to go someplace else, and then you're wondering, hold up, is this right? And so sometimes you need to step back, go, hold up, where is it going to? Did I just accidentally click off a different destination?
Yeah.
Or did it just change something weird, or why? And so again, if you've got something to go back to look at, it makes life so much easier. So, I think really the big thing is having a full plan, having some sort of guideline, having some sort of roadmap that you can say, oh, yeah, that I am still on track, or yeah, this is still okay. And that's the hard part, is because without that, we can have all this data, we can have all this, check our balance, every nanosecond if we need to, and all these things, all these high-tech tools, but how do we know we're actually going in the right direction? How do we know we're actually heading closer to retirement or farther away? And how do we know that we're still okay? We're not going to run out of money at some point. So really having somebody who's coaching you. I mean, Tiger Woods, he still has, I think, 4 or 5 coaches, right? I mean, why does somebody who's that level of golf player still have so many coaches? Mm-hmm. Well, because sometimes you mess stuff up, or you just always be learning, or a lot of times it's not really about the coaching, it's more about keeping you focused and making sure you're paying attention to the right things. And oh my gosh, I mean, that's for us, that we've done that for so many clients, and that's really what working with a financial advisor should be. Not just what should I do with my assets, but I mean, I still remember a call I got in December of 2017. Well, it wasn't a call, it was an email from one of my clients saying, oh, I think I should really get into Bitcoin. It had gone up 80% at that point or something crazy, right? And by the time I set a phone call with him, it dropped 20%. By the time we actually talked, it was down 33%. And that was before it lost another 80 on top of that for the next year. So that was not something that I was managing. That was, he was just thinking about putting some money into that. Well, that conversation clarified a lot of things for him, and it avoided a big issue. So having stuff to bounce off somebody, having somebody you can talk to that says, yeah, this is either aligns with your goals or not, that I think it's one of the critical things that people need to have. And then that way you're on track. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we actually create the blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, this blueprint lets you worry less about retirement and finances and more about having fun, enjoying life. And that's really what we want to do for people, is we want to first and foremost create that income plan. Is my money going to last for as long as I'm going to live? Because most of us are going to live 30, 40 years of retirement now. So I need to really make sure that money's still there. What should I be investing in now to be able to get that income? It's not how I was investing. Now it's how do I need to change that to get that income? What's the tax ramifications along the way? Not just this year, next year. What is it over my whole lifetime? Because that's what I really care more about, is how do I pay the least amount of taxes over my lifetime? Look at the healthcare issues. You know, how am I going to pay for all these healthcare costs down the road? And lastly, legacy stuff. Who's going to get my assets? Is it going to be taxed? Is it going to go to lawyer fees and court costs? Or is it just going to go straight to the people I love? So really, that's what we want to look at, is look at all that stuff. There's our process. There's no cost. There's no obligation. What we do is we sit down. We have a worry-less wealth visit. We find out what you're worried about and how can we make that lower. And then we have a strategy session where we say, okay, here, let's go over this blueprint. Here's the course you're on. Here's some issues. There might be some things you need to fix. And if you want to, at the end of that, after we show you that plan, then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick up the phone or go online and just leave us a message at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And studies do show that many people don't have a plan for their financial future in retirement, and that can lead to anxiety. And that's why Eric is here. He would love to help you and give you solid personal advice, independent advice. So give Eric a call. The number he's giving out, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or check him out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, when we're looking for a financial advisor to work with, what kind of qualities do we need to be looking for?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who say they're a financial advisor out there because there's not a really great, clear definition of what that is. So first and foremost, you got to figure out, what are you trying to get? Yeah, what kind of data are you trying to get? Somebody who's looking at everything you're got going, or is it somebody who's just going to invest and be a what I like to call really just a money manager, somebody who's just managing your IRA or managing this set of money, and they don't do anything else with taxes. They don't tell you how to rebalance. They only keep all your money at risk. Yeah, so that may be somebody you might want to work with, but if you're getting close to retirement, I think you really need to have somebody who's an expert on distribution in terms of how do you take that money out? How do you live on it for the rest of your life? How do you do it without having to worry? How do you do it without having to run out of money? All these types of issues you want to get solved. And so that's one of the big keys. So first and foremost, if they have the term registered representative on their card, that means they work for a broker dealer. That broker dealer tells them what products they can and cannot use. So it's picture one of those red tool chests. I've got one out in my garage. And say maybe you can use drawers 1, 2, and 5, but the rest of the drawers are off limits. So if you ask for somebody about those other tools, they're going to say they're bad, they're awful, or whatever, because they can't use them. It's just something that their employer doesn't allow them to use. And to me, I think that's really bad, because you don't know that they're being limited. And so if they don't have all the tools available to you, then there's sometimes those tools are going to be the best ones, but they're not going to be able to offer them to you. So I think that's one big problem, you know, with somebody who has that registered representative title. And then they're also not working on as a fiduciary. Fiduciary means somebody who has to regulatory wise put your best interest first and not their own. And 85% or so of my industry is all on the suitability side, where it says this is okay for you, but it may not be the best thing. And so that's the problem, is if you have somebody like that, they're not going to give you the best advice. They're going to do whatever's best for them. So really you want to find out somebody who's a fiduciary, and often that's a registered investment advisor. But you also want to have somebody who can also still help you with guaranteed products. It's not going to only be stocks and bonds. It's going to be the answer for everything. There's a lot of alternative assets. There's a lot of guaranteed assets out there. And you want access to everything. So, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We help people. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We look at the investment plan, the income plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy. We find the best tools that you can use. And then we figure out, okay, how's this going to help you? How's it going to get your income? How's this going to help you tax-wise? Everything all involved. And again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call. We'll do show you this plan, and it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So again, phone number is 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric welcomes Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgages. That's coming up next, so stick around for that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton with O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
So we always talk about something real estate related, and today we're going to kind of cover, I guess, big or small. Maybe it's not the best way to say it, but you know, I have been progressively losing my view for actually it's been 3 years now. Mm-hmm. It's the slowest condo project in the world, I think. but they've got 600 condos being built across the way from me.
Right.
So what's the difference in terms of everything, I guess, financing and just mm-hmm. buying a condo versus buying a house? And, mm-hmm. and what do you recommend, or what do you tell people?
It's going to depend on each person. We're sitting across the street from, it's a very slow build, but they look like they're going to be very beautiful condos. So there's a lot in downtown San Jose that's going up, a lot in San Francisco, a lot of different places where you've got these just absolutely beautiful condos. Different than maybe a condo where it was built in the 80s and it's two stories and, you know, it's not the same. It doesn't have a bell guy and all of that, right?
Yeah. Huge pools and underground parking.
Right. So there's a difference between condos to condos, just like there's different single family homes. You know, you could have a single family home that's 500 square feet and one that's 5,000 square feet, right? But usually people think of a condo as a building and there's multiple units in this building.
Right.
And then they usually think of a single family home as a place where you have a white picket fence and a backyard and a front yard and you don't share any walls. But a condo can be a standalone condo. It can be something where you don't share any walls and it's a single story. It has to do with the legality of the way that everything's structured and the ownership. So just one thing, if you really wanted to correct people, you could say an apartment is something that you rent and it's usually one owner that owns them all, and in a condo, it's condominium. It means that there's many people owning this building together, essentially, right?
And you really only own the insides of a condo. That's kind of the biggest difference. The
big
outside
difference, yeah.
is roof, walls, grounds. That's
hallways,
all. That's all
yep.
common area.
Common
and that's
areas.
All part of your fees that you pay in.
Right. Yeah, you have the HOAs, which are the Homeowners Association dues.
Although a lot of neighborhoods nowadays also have HOAs, which makes it more confusing.
Because there could be a single family looking home, and those are its own category, actually.
Right.
But yeah, so usually when somebody's trying to figure out, hey, I have this budget, right? I can make X amount of payment. We always say, okay, you can drive until you can afford, right?
Right.
But you might drive far away, you know, especially in today's time. Or
Bakersfield's always nice.
You know, I think that's great. Or you could go up, right? So it's either outwards or upwards until you can afford something, right? So up meaning instead of a single story, single family home, you could look at a townhouse or a condo. And when you're talking about townhouses and condos, townhouses are technically just architecture. It's the type of the way the home is built. It has nothing to do with legal ownership. A condominium means that you actually own, like you said, the interiors of that unit, right? But once you go on the outside, that's common area. That everybody in the building, everybody in the complex owns the hallway. They own the pool. They own the parking lots and all the common areas that you use.
Right.
You might get a spot designated to you, but you don't necessarily own that spot. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It depends on how the legal paperwork's drawn up. But, you know, think of like a skyscraper condo, right? The one across the street. If the place, God forbid, burned down and you had the top floor, you can't just build that one top floor and get some stairs to that. That wouldn't really work out structurally. So you have to have some kind of association, some kind of group and joint ownership. And you have to kind of do things together. You have to have your insurance together. You have to have your reserve budget in case you need maintenance, all these things together. And that's a big part of what a condominium association is all about.
Right.
So when looking into buying a condo, if you use a lender, the lender's going to go through all of that documentation and make sure it's up to snuff.
Now, like my dad lives a few blocks away from my office here, and you know, he's like a lot of people, actually. He downsized into a condo because the nice part is he gets a view. He's close to lots of stuff that is walkable.
Right.
And there's no stairs because you just take the elevator up
and down.
Right?
Yep. So,
but one of the issues they had, as it seems like almost every single condo place does, is they end up suing the developer at some point because they found some sort of issues. For them, it was a roof leaking and other stuff. So what happens when those are happening? I've heard some bad things. Sometimes if there's a lawsuit, can you get financing or not?
There's certainly some horror stories with that. And I'm not a lawyer, so I won't go into too much detail.
No, but I'm just saying from the lender side of things, if there's some open lawsuits or something from the developer, does that stop financing? Or is
it can, or it may not. Usually there's a 10-year mark for that, right, where you have the ability to go back to the developer and say, hey, there's some material issues here that we need you to fix. Yeah. And if that's the case, then there may or may not be a lawsuit. Just recently, I understand it that there's a way that they can go through, mandatory actually, that they don't have to go through the lawsuit court system. They try to kind of settle it outside of the courts, and if needs be, then it goes into the court. So if you're in that process, lenders don't care.
Okay.
Most lenders, I'd say, wouldn't care. Once it gets into the court systems, then we're going to need to do quite a bit of research to make sure that, okay, if the association does not win and they have to repair these things on their own, because now they've let the lender know the roof's leaking, right?
Right.
Kind of important.
Yeah.
We got to figure out in the association's budgets that there's enough money in there, whether it's insurance or whether it's just, you know, cash reserves, to be able to take care of whatever's needed.
And if not, then they're going to get a special assessment and can't the borrower pay that special assessment.
Exactly, right? Then if they can't, how much more a month will each owner have to pay, essentially? Or maybe it's a one-time fee.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. And a lot of times if you're buying the place, it's just built into the contract, right? If you know there's a special assessment, it's usually, hey, I'll pay you X, and seller, please pay off the special assessment if it's a one-time thing. 10 grand or something, right?
Hold on. Yeah. So just real quick, just make sure people know what you're listening to, right? We're listening to Heckman Financial with Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman and talking with Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. And, you know, just talking about condos and the kind of uniqueness about how to finance them or just even also just buying them, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, for people downsizing, I think is a great way. I've actually had some neighbors in our area. I mean, I live downtown and they've, you know, one moved 17 blocks to a condo, which is they're in a high rise, but ironically, they bought one of the few units that's a walk up. So they're in a high rise that they actually use the stairs from the sidewalk, which is kind of a unique way to do it. But then they get all the amenities and all that other stuff. Also, lots of times people, when they're first starting out, it may be easier and cheaper to get into a condo, right? And that I'm sure you're seeing some of that too.
Yeah. I look at it the other way, actually. I get a lot of people who come in who live in condos and they say, we have to have a backyard, right? Go. Okay. You know, there's in the condo you live in compared to the home that is comparable, it's probably a bit difference in price, right? Why? It's a dog. And I love dogs, right? But if you do the math, that's a lot of money for your dog. And so you have to have that conversation, say, okay, that backyard, if it's the only reason why you're buying is just a backyard for the pooch, how much is that really going to cost you? And a lot of times people are totally fine with it. And that's not my place to say, hey, right. Sorry, sell the dog.
But might cost $500,000 when it's all said and done, yeah. But right now.
But there are a few things to consider, right? So yes, especially the newer condos, they have a lot of the amenities. You don't have to take the stairs unless you want to get your steps in. yeah. You get a nice view and the proximity to shopping and work and transit and all that usually are closer with a condominium.
Right.
So definitely those are things to think about as well.
Yeah. And then if you're moving out, of course, you may be driving more and other stuff. But,
right.
But then you get the space for the dog.
You get the you get the backyard for the dog.
Yeah.
And then one thing just to be aware of, and I think it would be important to bring up, is there is a little bit more complexity with a condo, right? We talked about the paperwork that you'd have to review right. as a lender to make sure that the association, the entire building itself, is financially sound, right? Has appropriate insurances and budgets and whatnot, right? And so the lender's going to review that. And there's a little bit more risk because it's not just that one borrower, that one buyer who's buying the unit, but we also have to look at the complex as a whole. So there's a little bit more risk. And so there is a slight adjustment a lot of times to an interest rate. Not always. There's never, you know, a blanket. Yes, there's always an adjustment, but there's usually a slight.
A little bit more?
Yeah,
okay.
Just a little bit. And again, you can do things like instead of putting 20% down, if you put 25% down, it goes away and, you know, things like okay. that. So there's lots of options and more than happy to walk through people who are thinking about condos and what those might look like.
Yeah, well, tell us about your process. You know, so somebody's, you know, I mean, obviously you can go online and get some 800 number to give you a loan and, you know, have Joe Schmo from who knows where he's talking from and
right,
you know?
Right.
But if they want, you know, with you guys, I know it's very different because you're a lot more consultative. You're really asking people questions and
right.
giving them kind of more of the advice. So what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Our phone number, 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. You can always check us up online. We're O2Mortgage, O2MTG.com.
Yep. And then also, of course, you can find a link on our radio page on wealthcreator.com. So with that, we'll be right back, but we'll have you next month. And thanks for being here.
Great being here.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 089971.
Hi, welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're so glad you joined us again this weekend. I want to mention today that Eric holds many events throughout the year. Here we are in a brand new year now, 2019. You can find out any details. You can even sign up for these events on their website. It's wealthcreatorradio.com. Go to the events page and you can select from all kinds of topics. I mean, think about this. If you're retiring this year, retirement income planning, alternatives to the stock market, tax planning. We've got the new tax code to deal with now in 2019, even Social Security changes and a whole lot more. So sign up for the upcoming workshops on their events page. Check them out at wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, Eric, it's time now. This part of our show, we like to talk about retirement success stories. So why don't you explain what you have for us?
Yeah, well, I was just going to talk about a client that retired here in September, and she was an outside salesperson. And with the new tax law, man, she lost about $40,000 in unreimbursed employee expense type write-offs that she was getting. And yeah, it just didn't make sense for her to work. She was planning on retiring actually last couple of years, but kept saying, work a little bit more. So, you know, it's always nerve-wracking. It's so funny for people in the first couple of months, you know, just where am I going to get money? How's the money coming in? Where are the deposits? Because just that whole switch from not having a paycheck to, you know, having to figure out where you're creating that paycheck. And now we've got it set up. She's now realized that she's all totally comfortable. We've got some guaranteed lifetime income. She turned on Social Security. So between the guaranteed and lifetime income that we set up several years ago for her and the Social Security, it's pretty much meeting all her costs, all her, you know, fixed type of expenses. And so really her market money is more just for fun stuff to, you know, what type of trip is she going to do next? Is she going to do a river cruise, or is she going to do, you know, trip around the U.S. or, you know, whatever it is. And so by having that kind of diversity of money, having some of this steady income money coming in that's helping her with cash flow, have some of this guaranteed money for life coming in, and then having the market money just be there when you need it for, maybe she'd already bought a new car, but in 5 or 10 or 15 years, I'm sure she'll have to get another car at some point. So, you know, all those types of things. And really, that, I mean, that's one of the best things about my job is watching people make that shift. Yeah, something we'd kind of been working for almost a decade, getting prepared for, and then making that. And yeah, it's always a little nerve-wracking. There's a couple freaked out emails in between, right? No, hold on. Oh, is the money coming in this month, or where's it coming from? Or, you know, there's always a little bit of anxiety around that. And that's totally natural. And that's what I enjoy walking people through and helping them, you know, figure out, you know, this is the way you should be going. This is how you should be doing this. And because we set these up, hey, yeah, you've already got, you're all taken care of. You're all good. But it's still a little nerve wracking at first. And then you get calm and then you go, hey, this is fun. I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I can do so much more stuff now, and then get involved in all sorts of things. So, you know, that's what we do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. We're able to let them worry less about their finances, their portfolio, more about having fun, enjoying life, doing the things they've always wanted to do. And really, first and foremost, sit down and creating that income plan. You know, how are you going to have that money? How's it going to last for the rest of your life? Then we'll go into that investment plan and say, okay, you know, what assets should I be in to get this income? And that's what we were able to do, you know, for her. And then look at the tax ramifications along the way. How do we minimize this? How can we have some Roth maybe and regular tax stuff? And then look at the healthcare issues along the way. How are you going to pay for healthcare and such? And then who's going to get my assets when I'm gone? So that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we did for her. We were able to, you know, make her through retirement and get her there. And now she's enjoying life. So that's something we can do for you. All you do is have to pick up the phone, leave us a message, set up a time, no cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this show, but we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We'll be back with more strategies next weekend on how to plan that blueprint for a worryless wealth retirement. That number to call Eric again, 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.